Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a licensed Reiki master teacher working in the field of energy medicine. I'm also an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences called Angels of Faith and the fact that as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they're no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment, the now, where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. As an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, great group of angels who I call my posse. They have an irreverent, very funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my posse of angels, I'm excited to take some calls today for some free angel advice on the show. So if you're listening, you can call in now on 646-716-6794. Again, that's 646-716-6794. So hello to all my listeners out there. Thank you once again for tuning in. I usually start the show straight away with a topic, but my posse of angels are pushing me at the back. I can see we have a 708 number on the line, and that line has been holding for quite some time, so I'm going to go straight to you because I always listen to my posse of angels. If they say jump, I just say how high. I'm going to now to the caller, 708, and caller 708, you are on the line. Welcome to Angel Healing House.
Hello.
Hello, you've been holding a while. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Lucy and I'm calling from Chicago.
Lucy Ann, lovely to have you on the program. What can myself and my posse of angels help you with today?
I am going through such fear and anxiety right now in relation to work.
Okay. Have you lost your job? What is happening with you?
Still working, just feeling intense pressure.
Okay. This intense pressure in your heart, the impression that I'm getting, Lucy, it's Lucy Ann?
Lucy.
Okay. The impression that I'm getting is that the work that you're doing, although the money is coming in through it, it is not speaking to your heart any longer. And when we are doing anything in these extraordinary times of change, we need to be as authentic, as honest, as open and transparent as we possibly can be. And in the old energies, we could do work that was not satisfying for us, that didn't acknowledge actually who we are, that we weren't passionate about. But the anxiety and the fear that you're feeling in your heart is that you're going to a job every single day that doesn't make your heart sing. Does this resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. So what do we do about that? We don't quit our job the next day, but we start to honor and we start to respect and we start to acknowledge actually who we are. Each of us came in to this life with a very special purpose. We're not here randomly on the planet. We are here to bring forth that special gift, talent, skill that we have inside of ourselves. And when we're doing it, we lose all track of time. We are so proud of ourselves. And the funny thing about it, we start to feel abundant, we start to feel whole, and when we start to feel abundant and whole, then that abundance inside of us radiates out, and because the laws of attraction, which state like attract like, then you start to be like a beacon of light, which draws to you an abundance of opportunities, connections, and people. So the advice that the my posse of angels are giving you is to start really putting your heart and your mind on what things make you lose all track of time, what you're passionate about. And what stops people from answering this question is they say, how am I going to make any money out of that? And the how and the when of things happening are not in your control. You don't even have to worry about that because God, universe, source, angels, they've got that covered. All you need to do is follow your bliss. What things do you do that you are very passionate about?
I think I understand. It's just, like I said, right now, the where I'm at is, it's painful.
It is. Thank you very much. That's exactly the word that I would use, what people are feeling now, because they have to let go of everything that they've known before and step forward into their bliss. This, a lot of people say, and notice that this isn't working for me. I haven't worked for the better part of 10 years because this is my joy. And the universe remunerates me with energy, abundance of energy, and a lot of that is financial because of my abundance inside when I'm doing that.
Okay.
And we have to get to the stage where we don't put money in front of what we do, but we follow our bliss. And then the bliss will bring us back a blissful life filled with matching energies of abundance. So I hope that has been helpful to you today.
Yes, it has. Thank you.
I would love to hear more about your journey. So please send me an email. My email is Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com. And that's AngelHealinghouse. So I'd like to know where your journey is going to take you as you follow your bliss.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a blessed day and have fun with life.
I'm trying to. I really want to. I want
okay.
Exactly.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye bye. So that is a great opener for the show. No wonder the angel said, jump off your topic and take that call, because that's where we all of us are at the moment. We can no longer do that which does not make our heart sing. It's in the old times we put money and status and ego and what groups told us and organizations to do and family and everything else before our bliss, and now we can't do that anymore. So I'm going to our next caller. Our next caller is 313 caller. You're on the line. Welcome to Angel Healing House. And who do I have on the line with me?
Hi, my name is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
How are you today?
I am extraordinary. And you?
Living a dream.
Okay. Tell us what's happening with Mike.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, my earpiece fell out. I apologize. I was calling in regards to, I've kind of got a new business up and running and so forth for past about 4 or 6 months, and I've had a nice influx of new projects that have come in. Some can move a little quicker than others, but today's just been a busy day in that sense with those projects. And I was just wondering if possibly that the posse could give some guidance in regards to any type of funding in the next 4 to 6 weeks with these.
Okay. When you started this business about a year ago, you said, or?
About 6 months ago on my own. Officially came out, but in the mind, it's probably been over a year.
Okay. This is something that you are very passionate about?
Yes.
Okay. The reason I say that wasn't a question. It was more of a, yes, you are passionate about that. Because I can guarantee,
okay.
Mike, I can guarantee you that especially in these times, and this really does follow our previous caller, if it wasn't something which was coming from your heart and you were authentic and you were open and transparent and absolutely thrilled and blissful to be doing, there would have been no way that this would have gotten off the ground. So they are telling me that stay the course, keep doing what you're doing, and nothing that we ever do happens and completely blooms overnight. You know, you see flowers and, you know, one day you're walking past them and they're just buds. And then a few weeks later, as we get busy with life, we look over and suddenly they're full blown. But they need time. That seed needs time to germinate. But they're also telling about you that if you keep putting your focus and attention on how much you love doing this, then the money will flow. The money is going to be there. And as I said, the business wouldn't have gotten to this stage, not in these energies, if the universe wasn't supporting it and matching the bliss and the happiness and the joy in your heart.
Absolutely. And again, the new influx of new projects, new contacts, and so forth like that wouldn't be flowing like it is. You're absolutely right.
Okay. They also want to tell you that the signs are always there for us, and they only happen in the nanosecond of the now. And so they want you to say, yes, follow your bliss, but also be very diligent, Mike. When you, and because you're very intuitive, and otherwise this business wouldn't be up and running, when you see a sign or a signal happen in front of you, they want to remind you to take action on it. And it's almost like by taking action, doors will open. They're showing me doors flying open. But the most important part of our intuition, you know, for years we've been told to listen to our intuition, but that's all very well and good. But the true open is when we act upon our intuition. And as you listen to the rest of the program, when I get into telling the personal magic that's happened to me has happened only as a result of me acting on that intuition. So I hope that's been helpful to you.
Absolutely, and I appreciate your time and the time of the posse as well.
Okay, now I want you to write me and tell me about where this journey is going to, and you want to give a plug for your business?
Absolutely, MikeJacques.com, it's commercial finance, JACQUES, and investments. So, yeah, it's exciting.
It is very exciting. This is a very exciting time on the planet. You know, if we hold true to what's in our hearts. Again, my email address is Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com. And I'd love to hear about you because I often do share and promote, sort of different businesses when I hear my clients, they need different things. And the world is a very small place with all of the technology today.
Absolutely. Wholeheartedly agree. Both of my clients are international. So.
Okay. You look after yourself and just have a blessed, glorious day, Mike.
You as well. Thank you very much.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, wasn't that another example of stepping forward? I love how the calls all come in, and a lot of them have to do with exactly the same thing. Okay, I do want to get to my topic. I really do want to get to my topic, but this caller, the 617 caller, has been holding for quite some time. So my posse is just saying, okay, the topic can wait. These people need addressing. So again, posse, I'm jumping forward. 617, you're on the line, and welcome to Angel Healing House. Who do I have on the line? Hello? Hello? 617? No, they have dropped out. Well, 617, if you're still listening, they might be holding on again. Let me see. Hello? Caller 617, are you there? No, they seem to have dropped out. Please call us 617. Call back again on 646-716-6794. Let's go to the 281 number. Caller 281, you're on the line now with Angel Healing House. Who do I have on the line with me?
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, extraordinary, and very pleased to be speaking with you. How can I help you today?
Thank you. I was calling to see if the angels have any messages for me that I need to know.
Okay. They like it when you ask specific questions so that they can, you know, because if a lot of times, you know, general things are fine, but, you know, there are certain things that we're concerned with, and there are certain things that, you know, out of a whole life, it's interesting that if we just hone in on a few areas, then all other areas of our lives are taken care of.
I always seem to be conflicted with career. So.
Okay. Did you listen to the other two callers?
I did, absolutely, about following your bliss and finding your abilities, but I'm not real sure what mine are. So
okay,
I'm stuck in the mundane.
Okay, a lot of people aren't sure what they're passionate about and what they love doing, only because they equate that with making money.
Right.
We know what we love doing. I mean, I have a friend who absolutely adores working in the garden. She said, how am I going to make any money out of that? I said, there are a myriad of ways. I said, there's landscape gardening, there's horticulture, there's, you know, there's endless ways. There's being a florist. I mean, you know, when you really start to open yourself up to spirit and the joy in your heart, there's a number of different ways. So when you think about losing all track of time and doing something that you absolutely adore, what comes to mind, Melissa?
Nothing. I constantly have a sense of timing and what needs to be done. I've been in, you know, a work mode for, you know, the last 25 years of my life. So,
okay. It's that the programming there that the angels are telling me is I have to, I should, this needs to be done, and they want you to know that there never were, and there never are, and there never will be any have-tos, shoulds, or needs to be done. There's only what makes Melissa happy.
Okay.
And the more that you affirm that every single day, Melissa is the priority, and I am going to now open myself up for the angels to bring me signs. It's on things that would make me blissful and make me feel abundant inside when I do that. Now, a lot of people don't know those things, and the angels can't interfere with free will and free choice. So they can't say, oh, you need to go to, you know, the corner of 7th and Vine, and, you know, you will meet such and such, and then abracadabra, your life will be fine, because life doesn't work that way. But you can actually affirm to the angels, I'm really not sure what it is that's going to make my heart sing, but I will be open to the signs and the signals that you will be sending me to very clearly see, not only listen, but also step forward in faith. And it's the stepping forward in faith that's going to be opening doors for you.
Okay.
Okay. So what they want you to do is they want you to start being open and start saying, send me those signs, and that I will be open to receive, because right now you're not open to receive. It doesn't matter what they bring to you. If you're in that have to, should, and I need to mode, they're not going to, actually they're going to bring you things, but you're not going to see them.
Right, exactly.
Because you're not soft, you're not yielding, you're not receiving. It's like you're holding something in your hand. They're showing me, Melissa, that you're holding something in your hand so tight, and they want to give you something new and something better and, you know, joyful for you, but you won't let go what you have, and we must let go of what we have and open our hands in order to receive something so much more extraordinary.
Okay.
All right. I hope that's been of help for you.
That has been a help. Thank you so much.
Okay, and I'd love to hear about your journey. Again, you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay, thank you, Candy.
Take care of yourself. Bye.
Okay, bye.
That seems to be the theme of the day. Not that you have to have the same question about career, but all we need to do now is to be as authentic, as honest, as open and transparent with ourselves, and let go of the have-tos, the shoulds, and the needs, need to be, because those actually haven't existed, and they never existed for a long time. So let's go to the phone now, because the posse are keep pushing me on, and we'll go to that a 617 number. 617, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who do I have on the line with me?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Annette.
Hello, Annette. This is Candy.
How are you? I'm good.
I'm well.
Good.
I'm well. What's your question?
Well, my question is I'm wanting to actually make some changes in my life, which I'm starting to do. One of them is opening myself up to having a relationship. I just want to ask the posse, am I in the energy to bring forth a relationship? And if not, how can I change that?
Okay. The mere question, the mere fact, Annette, mm-hmm. that you're asking the question mm-hmm. means that you're opening yourself up to a relationship.
Okay.
Okay.
Beautiful.
that I get such a good feeling about that. You know, I use example that they showed me last time with a lot of, not just yourself, but a lot of people hold themselves from going into relationships because of fear of commitment, fear of giving too much, especially, boy, can I tell you that from my point of view, women who give too much. And you know, sort of, if I open myself up, I'm going to be opening myself up to not only all the good things, but perhaps the not so good things coming in. But
exactly.
they want you to know, Annette, that everything that happened before 2012 was so what? that's the word they use. It was like, it's like, look at the hand. They're showing me this big hand. Look at the hand. Whatever. Whatever happened before 2012 was just so what. Look at the hand. They won. They're very funny. I only tell you what they're showing me. And they're saying, today is a new day for Annette. Because
yes.
Because when. I feel like it's when you start moving forward with that
yeah.
bliss in your heart, you will be amazed.
Yeah.
Now, the thing that I help people do is let go of anger, sadness,
yeah.
bitterness, resentment, and regret. And those things keep you faced to the past. And it's
yeah.
it doesn't really matter how much you
plead and beg and cry, mm-hmm. and you say, I want a beautiful relationship in my life, and they keep sending you signs in front of you, but if you're turned towards the past and you keep replaying the past, then there's no way you can see what's in front of you. I had one client once, as a matter of fact, and she was so upset that she was so lonely in life. And then she tells me that every 6 or 8 weeks, her ex-husband calls her up and says, hey, he was a construction worker. Hey, I'm going to be in the area. Why don't I pick up a pizza and a DVD and, you know, just, you know, to get together. And get together meant that, you know, at the end of the evening they'd have sex. And then he'd
yeah.
leave the next morning and he wouldn't call her and speak to her for 8 weeks. And I said, you know what, to this client, I said, you cannot expect the universe, of God, angels, to respect you and send you something better if you do not set limits and boundaries.
Amen.
And you don't show the universe. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what, quite frankly, I said, they could have been sending you Sir Lancelot on his horse. But because you're so busy still scrubbing in the past and hanging on to what was instead mm-hmm. of opening yourself up to what is. So all I got to tell you, now they're giving me some advice. Okay, have you ever heard of have you ever heard of something called a decree?
Yes.
Okay, it's a very sacred contract that you're mm-hmm. making with God and the angels. They want you to write a decree, mm-hmm. and the decree states, first of all, I have compromised my life when it comes to relationships. I will show you, God, how I will not compromise myself in relationships anymore. And from now on, amen, and I will respect and honor and acknowledge who I am. Okay.
Yes.
Now, they want you to start the decree off by saying, thank you for my beautiful relationship. And if you want to put marriage, that's fine. Marriage was always important to me because I liked the ritual. But thank you for this honoring, respectful, loyal, kind. It sounds like mm-hmm. you're talking about a dog. but that's what you want to do. You want to spell out what's mm-hmm. important to you in this relationship. And then you read it out. They want you to read it out every morning. And every night. I mean, they're also saying, if you want to put down physically what you want, that's fine. But when I did this, and I drew to myself an extraordinary marriage and beautiful twin flame relationship years ago, after I had a 26-year abusive marriage, when I started doing this, my life absolutely changed. And so when you write out what it is that you say, thank you, God, for, write it out and read it out every morning and every night and visualize your life with this extraordinary relationship.
Wow. Now, can you do this decree with everything?
You can
even
do it
when it comes to a job?
You can do it with whatever you want. In fact, thank you, God, for my extraordinary job in which I am blissful, I'm happy, I work with like-minded people, and we get remunerated for our gifts and talents and go on, you know, whatever it is that you want to create, because we are all co-creators with God.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. Do the angels see an eight relationship coming? Once I do all this?
They want to tell you to take your emphasis off the how and the when of this coming.
That's true.
Because that's not
true.
Even within your control.
Right. Very true.
And they also want to remind you, Annette, that they won't tell you how it's going to come in because they like
I don't even want to know.
They like us to be surprised. They like us to be enchanted. It will come to me as a child in enchantment and wonder and enjoy the magic of life.
Right. Because if they say something, you meet them in a park, most people will be sitting in the park.
Exactly.
Every day.
And it won't. And I can tell you that. I mean, I knew because of my clairvoyance and my intuitiveness that I would meet my beautiful twin flame by water. And I lived across from the beautiful Broadwater in Queensland, Australia. I bought the sexiest exercise outfit, and I walked 5 miles. Morning and night, thinking that I was going to meet him by the water there, and it was so convoluted how I met my beautiful twin flame husband. I was invited to a party that I really should not have been at, and it was at nighttime. And Gold Coast is very much like Florida; it's built along canals, and so I met him at a come as your favorite rock star party. He went as Elvis, I went as Stevie Nicks. And five days after we met, he asked to marry me, and I said yes.
Oh my God!
And that's a true story. And the house, I didn't know this, but the house was built along a canal, so I did meet him along water, but not the way that I thought it was going to happen.
Wow! Oh my gosh! Congratulations! Congratulations.
So this can happen to anybody. So Annette, I hope that's been helpful to you. Please, I'd love to know where your journey and is just beginning. So if you'd like to send me an email, I'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
So Candy at Angel Healing House. So have a beautiful, blessed day, and enjoy the magic coming to you.
I will. Thank you so much. Blessings to you, Candy.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
Isn't that wonderful? Absolutely wonderful, that opening up to that relationship that's going to be coming to Annette. So I'm just going to be going on with these phone calls. My posse is taking me in a different tack today, and that's fine. That's fine. We have a 708 number that's holding on the line now. Let's go to the 708 number. Caller 708, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Huh.
Hello?
He went on the 3rd. His next appointment's on March 2nd. And she's not going to give me anything else. She says she's going to send it to you.
Hello?
Ready yet.
Hello? Okay, seems we have a crossed line there. Let me go to my 856 number now. 856, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
This is AJ in Philadelphia.
Hi, AJ. How are you today?
Actually, I'm good. I can't believe it. I just wanted to say, I wanted to ask this question. I stepped out on faith, and I'm doing what my heart really desires, and I'm
mm-hmm.
having fun. I'm happy every day. Except I'm not, as they say, I'm not making the money at it, but it doesn't seem to bother me. So I was just wondering if and when I get down about not having income from doing what I love, does that set me back? Do the angels see that as a setback? Could you ask your posse about that?
Well, they don't see it as a setback. They see
mm-hmm.
it as we are only human. We're only human.
Oh.
And they want you to know that
mm-hmm.
Probably took you. Now, when did you start doing what you love doing?
I'd say about 2 years ago when I was still working a part-time job. I was doing this other thing on the side.
Okay. And the other thing on the side has now become what you're doing
now.
Well,
that's what I'm devoting my time to now. Since when I got laid off from a part-time job about a few months
okay.
ago, I really plowed headlong into this. I had been doing it initially just as a side thing. Now I went into it full time, and so it's just me living on savings.
Okay, can you tell us what that is?
Oh, I write romance books.
Okay. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Okay, they want you to know that
mm-hmm.
you are absolutely on the right course. You're absolutely on the right course. And where we are right now, we're in a bit of a lull, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because, and don't take this personally, but we are part of a collective consciousness. And the collective consciousness on the planet has been, so many people have gotten laid off from their jobs, so many people because of everything. And actually, that has been an extraordinarily good thing because that has taken them away from jobs that they hated doing, Their mm-hmm. energies were one of lowering their emotional and their, and oftentimes they would get physically ill because of the stress and the worry, and they had to rethink, what is it that I love doing? And it,
right.
it's actually gotten us to hone in and say, this is what I'm not going to leave the planet without doing this.
That was me.
Okay.
they're
just screaming that in my ear. Okay, so it's taken a while for many of us to get to this stage and say, no, drawing a line in the sand, and AJ, this is what I'm going to be doing. Now, we're in a bit of a lull at the moment, okay, mm-hmm. and the bit of a lull or the bit of a trough means we are just waiting for that collective to catch up with us.
Right.
And the angels have seen you with your savings, and they have seen you paring things down, and they keep saying to you, hang in there, hang in there,
okay.
hang in there. I'm hearing mm-hmm. the words August, September. They're showing me the second half of the year, or specifically from about September onwards. They're saying from about September onwards, things are going to open up for so many of us monetarily, mm-hmm. abundantly. And the more that you can not just hang in there, but the more that you can put your emphasis on being grateful and appreciative, the money will flow in from other areas as well.
Okay.
Now, your only purpose on this planet is to be blissful and to do that which you are creative, and how the abundance, and that will create that abundance in your heart. Now,
mm-hmm.
then the universe looks at you and says, oh, look at that beautiful abundant light over there. Like attracts like, let's send you more abundance. And you, along with me, along with everyone else on this planet, has put at one stage money in front of our bliss. And so we've been programmed to think romance writing, my money has to come from that. Wrong. No, your money does not, in fact, it doesn't have to come from that at all. All you need to do is be blissful, do what you're passionate about, and then the universe will remunerate you in limitless and boundless ways how that money can come to you.
Okay.
It's just you being the reflection of that joy and that bliss and that passion which you're doing.
I see. Okay.
And they're really showing the latter part of the year. And they're even saying around June, July, August, start to see more signs of things opening, and they're saying things will really start to hit for us all from September onwards.
Okay.
Hang in there. Hang in
okay.
there. The best, you know, the best is yet to be.
All right, then.
You have already done an extraordinary job in that. Sorry, AJ, that you've acknowledged and you've respected and you've honored your talents.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll hang in.
so just hang in there. And like with all my other callers, I'd love to hear where your journey is taking you, and send me
okay.
an email. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, it certainly is a trying time for all of us, and I think it seems that the theme that is through all of those calls today, that the posse wanted me to truly reverse the way that I usually do the show, and the way that I usually do the show is that I do my topic. And then I come back to the callers, but they really wanted to make sure that each one of you hear that when you're following your bliss, your joy, and the passion in your heart, and you let go of that how and when, unbelievable things happen. There's a story which exemplifies this, and the story goes like this. The only survivor of a shipwreck was washed upon a small, uninhabited island, and he prayed feverishly for God to rescue him. And every day he scanned along the horizon for help, but none seemed to be forthcoming. Exhausted, he eventually managed to build a little hut out of driftwood to protect himself from the elements and to store his few possessions. But then one day, after scavenging for food, he arrived home to find his little hut in flames, and the smoke was rolling up to the sky. The worst thing had happened. Everything was burnt and everything was lost. He was stunned with grief and anger. Looking up to the sky, he screamed, "God, how could you do this to me?" And it was early the next morning, however, that he was awakened by the booming sound of a ship that was approaching the island. It had come to rescue him. Completely in shock, the weary man asked the rescuers, "How on earth did you know I was here?" And the rescuers replied, "We saw your smoke signal." So it's easy to get discouraged sometimes when things do not appear to be working out in the exact way that we would want them to work out. But we shouldn't lose heart, because God is always conspiring to help us and to bring to us exactly what we need. You know, during my programs, I do like to quote some remarkable people and the wisdom of them. And today it's the wisdom of the Rolling Stones that said it best. You can't always get what you need, and if you try sometime, you find you get what you need. So remember this next time your little hut seems to be burning to the ground, it just may be a smoke signal that summons the grace of God into your life. And how true is this? Many of us are so busy trying to force life to fill our intentions and our dreams only in one certain way. It's like that call that I just received from AJ, in which, you know, she's putting so much emphasis on her abundance coming because of her writing. No, all she has to do is put her bliss and her joy and her passion into her writing, and God, the angel, source, universe, will then, because like attracts like, then bring her the abundance that she needs in that abundance of opportunities, connections, people, because of that blissful light that she's turned on within herself. And that's truly, listeners, the magic of life. So if you'd like to find out some more direction and clarity, we still have time to take some callers. That guest call-in number is 646-716-6794. We've had quite a number of calls on career, but it could be anything that you want to ask myself and my posse about. Now, I'd like to explain a little bit more about the magic of life and how that happens around us. I'll start off by sharing with you that because we are spiritual beings having a human experience, there are certain assurances that we are given by God before we incarnate into human form. Now, firstly, I want me to stress to you that we're more guided, we're more protected, loved, and cherished, and adored than we can possibly imagine by our angelic help, and certainly by God. Our angels and spirit guides are around us 24/7. They never leave our side, but they cannot interfere with our free will. Now, secondly, abundance is our nature, and we can have anything that we desire. In fact, the universe is always conspiring to give us exactly what we want and what we've asked for. But you know, most of the times we push it away by putting conditions on the how and the when of it coming into our lives. That's right, we actually push it away. So, and because it doesn't show up in how and when we want it to, we lose faith and we get down, and our energies then begin to dip lower, we begin to get sad and angry and fed up, and we even push away abundant, happy, positive, optimistic, wonderful opportunities and connections to us. So thirdly, the posse of angels want me to tell you is there are no mistakes. as we're always where we're meant to be. Now, even in the worst of events and experiences, they are very important. Those, they are very challenging lessons for us to learn, to grow from, and strengthen who we are. And fourthly, is that things do not manifest in our time. They just don't manifest in human time. They manifest in divine timing. This is for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. And the more we try to push for something to happen, all we end up is with a great deal of compromise and a feeling of not having completely realized our highest intentions. So once you begin and become conscious of these guidelines and you start to work with them instead of against them, life begins to go from a series of struggles and suffering and hardship to one of ease and flow and grace. You know, by following these guidelines and using the laws of attraction, many of us have set clear intentions in our hearts on what we desire our lives to look like, and we focus and we hold on that outcome. But my posse of angels are telling me and reminding me continually that we can stare at our vision boards and set very clear intentions, and we can meditate until the cows come home. But until we sprinkle the magic dust on our dreams, very little will happen. You know, the magic which my posse is speaking about is following and acting and stepping forward to your absolute joy and bliss in your hearts along your journey in life. You know, it's our joy-filled, enthusiastic, blissful vibration that is created in the very depths of our hearts and resonates outward, again, as that feeling of abundance. And the universe is always matching our energies. And so that blissful energy will be reflected in the things that are coming towards us. I'd like to give you an example of the magic that that works in my life. Having moved to Los Angeles only about a year ago, and reestablished my healing practice, I set the intention that I desired to draw new clients to myself. You know, I pursued all the usual logical ways of getting a business restarted. I joined several networking groups. I posted my brochures and business cards all over the place. I spoke to so many people about my healing practice, Angel Healing House. I even was asked to practice as a Reiki practitioner at several healing clinics around the Los Angeles area. And if the universe worked in straight lines, taking us on a direct journey from point A to point B, then from the time I set my intentions on having new clients and doing all those things, well, the moment I would have turned around, there would have been a long line outside of my office. But you know what? The universe doesn't work in straight lines, and I'll explain why. Again, as spiritual beings having a human experience, we've chosen to incarnate to work on our spiritual growth by learning lessons that we draw to ourselves. Now, many times these lessons can only be learned with the help of others along our journey in life. Sometimes we are the lifeline for someone in their time of need, and at other times, our prayers are magically answered by just the right person appearing at seemingly just the right time. Several months ago, I had a number of clients who were very interested in finding out more on twin flame relationships. Now, twin flame relationships from soulmate relationships, I might add, and I can do a whole series of talk shows on twin flames, but I'll tell you that I've personally experienced a twin flame relationship in my life, and I've yet to publish my book on twin flames. So I have a beautiful workshop that I've created about twin flames, and I'm passionate about speaking about it because I completely changed and turned my own life around because of following the practical principles in my workshop. Well, I put this workshop on. I followed those signs of people asking about the workshop, and I said, oh, this is a sign. I'm going to put this workshop on. And many people booked in the month before the workshop. But you know, as the time drew near for the date, people began to cancel. they actually started to cancel. And the day before I was to hold the workshop, I only had four people left who were booked in. To say I was disheartened is an understatement. I was just about to pick up the phone and just cancel all those people when I stopped. I went into my heart and I thought about how much joy I get when I'm presenting my wonderful creative workshops. And I thought to myself, instead of putting my emphasis on the people, on how many people I have, and letting that determine my happiness, I'll put my emphasis on enjoying myself and absolutely loving what it is that I do. After all, I thought, why should I deny myself the fun of presenting just because of numbers? As I went ahead and I held the workshop, one of the participants that came on that day was so taken by me and my information and my healing practice that she booked several healing sessions with me in the following month. And each time she came, she told me about her friend who was a massage therapist. And she said, you two are speaking the same language and you should have so much in common, you should meet. Well, after much insistence, I called the massage therapist and we agreed to do a swap for our services. During the session that he had with me, he had such a tremendous epiphany and a cathartic opening up on his failed relationships that after the session, he said, I want to buy a gift certificate for my ex-girlfriend. I laughed and I said, no, you mean your girlfriend, don't you? And he said, no, I mean my ex-girlfriend. I really want her to get this and so she understands about relationships. So he buys the gift certificate. His ex-girlfriend comes to me, and she has this cathartic opening and this clear vision breakthrough. As a result of my sessions with both of them, the massage therapist and his ex-girlfriend get back together. Both of them start to tell everyone they know about me, and they start referring and recommending me to others. Over the course of the following 6 months, I had almost 24 clients come to see me from the massage therapist, and his girlfriend is a beauty therapist who works at a 5-star resort in Beverly Hills, and she has sent me close to 24 clients. Those close to 50 clients combined would not have come to me had I decided to cancel my workshop purely from a monetary standpoint and had not gone with the absolute bliss that was in my heart. And that is an absolute true story. So stop thinking only with your linear mind and go into your heart when you have to make choices, because your heart will truly never steer you wrong. Now, I also know that deep down, because I'm co-creating my life in every single second with everything I think, everything I speak, and everything I utter, I am really, really careful about what it is that would truly bring me bliss. And so knowing this deep down, when I left the house the other day, this is another example of magic happening, I was going to run some errands, and I thought to myself, I want to meet new clients. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, I got a craving for some Thai soup. Well, with my husband working late at night, I decided to after my errands, I would go to the local Thai restaurant. Arriving at the restaurant, I placed my order, and they told me it would be a 20-minute wait. Immediately, I thought, well, I have time to go to visit my friend who has a clothing store who is only a block away. Going into his store, I gave him a hug, and I saw that there was a lady working in the store as well. He introduced me to her and praised me for my work. The lady then asked me what I did, and I handed her my brochure. And after reading it, she said, I have been asking God for someone like you. I so need to have a session. When can I come and see you? And that's exactly how the universe works. When the craving for soup hit me, I didn't rationalize that I already had dinners in the fridge, but I satisfied the desire in my heart and my stomach, and I took action to order that soup. It's the acting upon our desires in our hearts, and many times going against logic, that is the most important component on following the laws of attraction. So by showing the universe that you'll eat whatever's in the fridge, rather than getting some delicious soup or whatever else excites your senses, your stomach will indeed be filled, but your appetite will still be there, as you'll always be hungry for more. Now, having seen the very tangible results in my last 10 years of following the bliss in my heart, I decided to rethink my original way of following the laws of attraction. Instead of focusing my attention on what I want to appear in my reality, I decided long ago to accept the fact that God is always working to fulfill my wishes, and therefore I'm going to allow for the limitless possibilities and the best way that God chooses to manifest my intentions into reality. This has made such an enormous difference in my life, as now I'm able to clearly see the abundance in exactly what shows up, rather than looking elsewhere for my limited and preconceived notion of how God should be answering my prayers. And therein the great difference lies. By choosing to live life in this way, I now live a life of acceptance, a life of joy, for exactly what turns up in my reality. For if it is there, it has been ordered by God and the angels to be there for the greatest good of myself and the greatest good of all concerned. Oh my gosh, what a relief. I no longer have to push, to plead, to beg, to go through suffering for anything to arrive in my reality in any other way than it's presented to me. And with this feeling of letting go to what is, I feel so much more empowered, as if I've given myself permission to do my best and leave the rest to God. Now, there is a caution here. If you choose to accept what is instead of constantly forcing what isn't, you just might find yourself being happy and happier and more balanced and more gosh darn peaceful than you ever possibly imagined that you could possibly be in your whole entire life. So, I would like to thank all of my callers today, and of course, to all of my listeners. We're coming to the end of the show. If we didn't have time to take your call today, please tune in and call again next time. Before I go, I'd like to remind each and every one of you that you have a special skill, a talent and a gift that you and you alone can bring forth on our planet. In fact, that's the very reason that you've chosen to be here. When you decide to honor your talents and bring forth your special gift and share it with others, you'll begin to create an extraordinary life and experience magic and miracles. Begin today and start celebrating who you are and showing that to the world. So as I said, that about wraps up the show for today. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and also Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Pacific time. If you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel Healing House, AngelHealing House.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my beautiful book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative Angel Healing House intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. Call me on 831-277-3716. Again, that number to call Candy is 831-277-3716. Or email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, allow your absolutely radiant, glorious, illuminating light to shine forth to the planet and go out and to fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Take care until next time. Bye-bye.